Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. This year we're at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and I understand you got to talk to some of the major players in agriculture in Pennsylvania.
Well, every year it's an opportunity to come out to the farm show and talk with farmers, talk with those involved in the agriculture industry. And I've had the opportunity to talk with folks from the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. In addition, I spoke with Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding and then met with a local person, Larry Hamilton, from Hamilton's Maple Products from Ulysses in Potter County.
Let's take a listen to your interview with Darren Euchre of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau now.
We're here at the 2019 Pennsylvania Farm Show with Darren Euchre, the Director of Governmental Affairs with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. Can you give us a snapshot on some of the priorities that maybe you'll be looking at in the coming year?
You know, we are the state's largest general farm organization. We have membership that reflects the diversity of Pennsylvania agriculture, and our members are spread across the state. And it's our members that tell us what our priorities should be. One area that I know is certainly very near and dear to your heart is rural broadband. We want to make sure that we can close the digital divide that's happening right now within the state of Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, rural communities are really falling behind in technology. It's impacting farms, it's impacting kids' ability to get their homework done at home. So that's something we really want to draw attention to. The other is agritourism. Pennsylvania agriculture is changing. Folks want to know where their food comes from, but there are sometimes civil liability concerns that come up with hosting the public on a farm. So we want to try to enact some legislation that would take away some of those concerns for farm families.
Well, I'm with you in tackling these issues, and it's all about supporting Pennsylvania agriculture and helping and supporting Pennsylvania farmers. So I look forward to working with you and your colleagues in the coming year. Thank you.
We're looking forward to working with you in the coming years as well, and congratulations on being named chairman again.
Thank you.
And of course, one of the other interviews you had the opportunity to do this week at the Farm Show was with the Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, somebody who's been a great advocate for the industry.
We're here at the 2019 Pennsylvania Farm Show. I'm joined by Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding. Russell, thank you for joining me here today.
Good to see you. Happy New Year to you. Welcome.
Happy New Year to you. I look forward to working with you in the next session. I've had the great pleasure of chairing the Agriculture Committee in the House the last two sessions, and looking forward to this new session and chairing the committee and tackling the issues that are on our plate and in support of Pennsylvania farmers and Pennsylvania agriculture.
First of all, congratulations on the chairmanship. The Farm Show, you know, is one of the sort of interesting creatures of the state. And for 103 years, we've had the privilege as a department to host it and present this cornucopia of agriculture to the public every year. And particularly, you get a chance to meet the people who are growing those products.
Yeah. One thing about it, issues that come up dealing with agriculture are not partisan. They're not political.
Yeah.
We're all working together to support Pennsylvania farmers.
Well, we appreciate that. And I would say the same to you. There are so many issues that, you know, it's not about the politics of it. It's not about the zip code of it, right?
And, you know, you've been up to my area and seen the diversity of agriculture in the Northern Tier, and working to help farmers all across the state is our top priority. So I do look forward to working with you, and thank you for joining me here today.
It's a pleasure.
I also understand you got to run into some folks from your district who are involved in the maple syrup production. Who'd you get a chance to talk to?
I'm here with Larry Hamilton from Hamilton's Maple Products in Ulysses in Potter County. Thank you, Larry, for spending a few minutes with me, and want to congratulate you on the awards that you've won at the Farm Show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we spent Christmas in Louisiana this year, so we had to give up the premier exhibitor to another exhibitor. But next year, we're coming back full force, and we're taking that home with us. We live to compete at the Farm Show. For over 30 years, my business has brought product to the Farm Show. And the best product in the world comes to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and the best maple syrup in the world comes from Potter County, because I can say so.
Well, the maple syrup booth here at the Farm Show is a big attraction.
I am.
And you're already looking forward to next year. So I'd certainly encourage folks to come out to your place and also to come out and visit us here at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. And I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. And the Pancake House at Hamilton's Maple Products reopens February 9th. So come on out and have some pancakes with pure maple syrup.
And maybe I'll see you there.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.